We got activity here tonight that I think could go on until really wee small hours. You ready for that, Pete?
And of course, it's Scott Muni.
I'm glad I don't have to get up for a 6 o'clock period.
This is the adrenaline special, Scott. This type of activity, of course, this is perhaps a legendary evening. It could keep you going for a couple of days.
Albert King began the program concert tonight, and Jay Giles, Edgar Winter, Allman Brothers are scheduled, I think, pretty much in that order, although I'm sure throughout the night we're going to find a whole lot of changes and a whole lot of surprises. And it is a private party, and it's packed, and at this stage of the game, I think you can tell by the crowd everyone's enjoying it.
Yeah. A fantastically enthusiastic crowd tonight. They're all out, and everybody knows each other. It's
Right. That's very obvious out on the streets, in the theater, the people involved.
Hey, we're back from the Fillmore East.
This is Dave Herman. Albert King just completed his set, and the mighty Jay Giles Band is about to thunder forward. And they're setting up for it right now. Bill Graham is the master of ceremonies at this invitation concert, and just told the audience that he was going to play him a little bit of Aretha Franklin's recording live at the Fillmore West, which they're doing on the public address system behind me right now. Alex Bennett, Michael Cascuna are also here.
Hey, do you want a beer?
do you want a beer?
Yeah.
By all means.
I'll bring some up. That's
it. Hey, Alex, I was thinking driving down tonight about the real reason that the Fillmore is closing tonight, which is really a strange reason. And it has to do with really one man's feeling of disgust over the rising cost of music.
I think it goes further than that. I think it goes to the audiences, too. He doesn't feel the audiences are quite as discriminating or quite as, how do we put it, quite as nice as they used to be. A perfect example was last night, the last show. They have people storming, breaking the doors down, you know, coming in, slashing seats, trying to get a piece of the Fillmore. And as Kip put it, it kind of justified the closing. On the other hand, I was talking to Bill, and he said that Allman Brothers played such an incredible set, it was like one of the greatest sets he ever heard played in here.
Yeah, but do you think that the scene that you're describing that went down to the Fillmore East last night, one of really aggressiveness, vandalism, and hostility, which is really the way I understand it, do you think that really generates out through a whole culture that is really dead or gone or something that was... There's a line in the new Joni Mitchell song called... the new Joni Mitchell album, she uses a line about giving peace a chance. That was just a dream that a few of us had.
Yeah.
You really think that whole kind of thing is really over and done with, or is just going through its own changes?
Well, obviously, you know, the Fillmores were built out of flower power and saw their way into cocaine karma. And, you know, definitely things have changed, heads have changed. What started out as kind of a gay romp through the woods in some areas is now turning into somewhat of a nightmare. All you have to do is look at 2nd Avenue here about 4 o'clock in the morning, man, seeing the junkies trying to score and so on. I mean, there are positive aspects, too, but I can see where he's gotten frustrated with you know, what's happening and what's going down. Especially from the standpoint that all he wants to do is put on a good show, and it's become a hassle for him. Audiences that are demand after the Dead play for 5 hours, right? An audience stands up and starts yelling, "More, more, more!" And
this is one of the groups that's going to keep it going for a long, 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 long time. Out of the Boston area, great, great sound, the Jay Giles Band.
I'd like to do a song right now from one of our movies. It's a thing called J. Giles Band Goes Surfing was the name of it. Yes, some people have seen it. Yeah. Not to be confused with J. Giles on Campus, which was one of our first featurettes. But this is one of the pieces on the scenes where old J is sitting down with that little honey, and he's saying, I ain't looking at the eyes. No. I'm not going to look at the nose. Because first, I look at the purse, baby. This is a thing that we call this the whammy jammer, till the Big M came along to us and he said, it ain't no whammy jammer, that's a Mogan Gator. This is from the College of Musical Knowledge. You read about it on the back of matchbooks, one of them little schools. Thing called, I ain't gonna do my homework. No more, baby! Oh, baby. One time. We like to do this one for the way, way top in the balcony. A little rock and roll to get in the soul. Make the knees freeze and the bladder splatter. So we all came down for. No more slipping and dogging around. This song's going out to anybody who ever cruised on down Broadway looking for a little pay. And that's where it all began. Cruising for a little love, baby. Everybody. Oh, come on, you look at my... We're gonna do something by one of the greatest living bluesmen. I'm sure you know his name, Mr. John Lee Hooker. Yeah. Mr. John Lee Hooker. Yeah. It's one of his tunes that we recorded, been called Serve You Right to Suffer. Serve Me Right. To be alone. To be alone. Serve your right to suffer. Serve your right to be alone. You got me living in the good day, but my good day, good day is gone. to come to the Fillmore, baby. And them good-looking girls made me think of you. Walking around, baby. And everybody made me think of you. And that's why, and that's why, and that's why, and that's why, and that's why. Sometimes I toss and turn. Cause you got my mind, mister. You got my nerves. You got my nerves all shooken. Try to watch a little TV, but something just wasn't right. I turned on the radio, but 20 minutes of humpback whale did me no good. I try to find a record player. To be alone, you know you hurt me, babe. You hurt me long time ago, and don't look back, babe. Don't look back, babe. I said, don't look back, babe. I think we're behind the sun, man. Right.